Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to get to Wisconsin. We're going to get to unemployment compensation in Wisconsin. And there is an impasse that was caused by the Republican Party and the legislature that's costing us a lot of money. The Republican Party, a while ago, passed a law that said that you have a one-week waiting period before you can collect unemployment comp. And they did it to hurt people who, you know, somebody's laid off and they have no paycheck and they wait a week, they get behind in their bills, maybe they get evicted, who knows what happens. And back in the spring, in the first CARES package, most states don't have a one-week waiting period, and the package for federal money was you couldn't have a waiting period. So the Republicans grudgingly consented to suspending it until February 7. February 7 was Sunday. But they took their time doing it, and we were out $25 million because they took their time doing it. Now, that suspension of that law has ended, and there's a one-week waiting period. Not only is it wrong to have a one-week waiting period when people need unemployment comp, but it's costing us over $1 million a week, our taxpayers, because we'll make it up ultimately. But we are not going to get federal assistance we normally would get if we didn't have the waiting period. So what do the Republicans do? They thought they were quite sly, quite sneaky, as they usually think they are. So they passed a bill, party line, obviously they're gerrymandered majority. And they go, okay, we are going to once again suspend that waiting period so we'd get the money. But here are three other things. Number one, from now on, the legislature, not the governor, is in charge of a lot of things that they didn't even put in the lame duck section. Number two, nobody can bring a lawsuit against their employer for COVID, for getting COVID. I mean, even the meat packers, even if you had managers betting on how many of them would get sick, even if they didn't put in rudimentary protections, you still can't sue. And third, churches can have as many people as they want, places of worship. And, you know, Evers had no choice. He vetoed it. He's not going to turn over to the legislature gubernatorial duties. Under the Constitution, he can't and shouldn't. And he's not going to say under no circumstances can you not sue your employer if you get COVID. Obviously, if you just sue them because you have COVID, courts will dismiss it. But if you have workplace situations where they don't give you masks, you're not distanced, you don't have barrier shields, and they laugh and they take bets, you know, that's a different story. Now it's back in Republican hands. We're losing roughly $3 million a week. And it's not like, okay, so what? The state is going to have to make that up with state tax revenues, even though we could be harvesting our federal tax revenues. They did this before, remember? They shot down, they rejected $1 billion in Medicaid money we had to make up in state taxes. And it was return of our federal money, our federal taxes. You know, we don't have the Navy stationed here. We don't have naval bases. We don't have space bases. We don't have Army. You know, I mean, we don't get anything back. This was a chance to get something back. We're not getting it. And they offered us almost $1 billion in train money. Good train, Chicago to Milwaukee to Madison to Eau Claire. 4,000 good union jobs to build it. It would have been great for business along the way. They turned it down. They are vandals who cannot be trusted. The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money. If they'll find a way for their donors to steal it, or they will screw it up, and that's what they're doing right now. So if you know any Republican legislature, even if you don't, call them, email them, contact them, and say, I don't want to lose $1.3 million a week from the return of our federal tax dollars, which is being made up out of our state taxes, which are too high. They claim taxes are too high, but they turn down any money that would keep our taxes down. We're going to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my fellow host, thinking outside the pizza box. Thanks for calling in, Pizza Box Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, you can trust the Republicans in Wisconsin. You can trust them to do the wrong thing every single time. And, you know, that kind of reminds me of yesterday, watching the Republicans in the hearing, what I call non-hearings, because they scribble, they doodle, they play with their phone. Anybody ever notice how the Republicans don't pay attention to anything that's being said because it's truthful? And that might mess them up. They might actually make a mistake, or they might hear something. They might actually get a soul or a spine, but I doubt it. And this is just going to continue to get worse. And Wisconsin, this is a punitive party. That's all they do, is they punish people, and they enjoy it. And trust me, Robin Voss enjoys it when people suffer in this state. And if you haven't ever seen it, maybe the next time they start legislating and it's safe to go in, you should take part. Because the more pressure we can put on them and the more people that are aware of what they're doing, the less power they'll be able to hold on to. That's what I believe.
Yeah, Pizza Box, you hit it on the head. You really, as always, hit it on the head. And, you know, you said something very important that I did not include in my previous discussion of the impeachment conviction phase yesterday. You know, and this is for everybody, the 44 people, Republicans, who voted to get rid of the impeachment conviction phase trial right away because they said it was unconstitutional, many of them paid no attention to the proceedings. Hawley, the snake from Missouri, the only senator, he's voted against every Biden cabinet appointment, every one, reflexively. He wasn't on the Senate floor. He went up in the gallery visiting with whatever guest he had there, and wasn't even listening. And a number of the others weren't even listening. They were turning and visiting with each other while Raskin was speaking, while the video was playing. The only two Republicans that anybody in the media reported were taking notes were Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, two Republicans. And I'm talking about Republicans now. A lot of the Democrats are taking notes. And they voted against getting rid of the conviction phase and going to the full trial. So when you have a jury, let me tell you, Pizza Box, in a civil case, and I've tried a lot of them, if two jurors are visiting with each other and not paying attention to the testimony and sort of scribbling on things, or looking at their phones, the judge will chew them out. The judge will say, pay attention. Stop talking to one another. Get that newspaper out of there. Pay attention. Here.
You're right. And you know, Matt, yeah. The reason why they don't want witnesses and is because they're not there to hear the facts. They've already been programmed and they've already made their decision. And we watched this in Wisconsin. Every time that you could show them how horrible this bill would be for Wisconsin, just to say Foxconn, anything they've ever done. They already know this, and they're doing it anyway. And that's why I don't understand why one person can still vote for the Republican Party, because they're bought, folks, and they're not working for you. They're not working for you.
Right. And you might add, we have one of them in this state, Ron Johnson. He's not working for us. He's not working for us.
You know, that not in Washington and not in Wisconsin, for sure. Right. The entire Republican Wisconsin party is rotten to the core, and I'll stand by that. I've got the evidence.
Pizza Box, thank you for calling in. For everybody, Pizza Box Mike is another host on Devil Radio, noon on Saturdays, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. It's one of the shining lights of weekend radio. Listen to Pizza Box Mike, noon on this station. Thanks for calling, Pizza Box. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, I love listening to Pizza Box. Boy, I'll underwrite anything he says. He's spot on. But here's what you said something this morning that really caught my attention. You remember the glorious Walker years, which I don't know how many billions he cost us in turning funds down, but you mentioned one project in particular that's close to my heart, the train. Many years ago, when I was very young, my dad and another group of men sponsored for a while a train to run on a test ride from, I think it was Milwaukee to Madison, something like that. I actually rode on that train. And I was living in Oconomowoc at the time. My folks were in Wauwatosa, and I got on the train in Wauwatosa and rode home to Oconomowoc. And he called me right away. He said, "What did you think?" I said, "Oh, Dad, this is awesome. This thing will fly. This is going to be super." Well, you know, our good buddy Scott Walker, who only looks out for the Walker donors, trashed it. What would you think, or is it too dead, to resurrect that concept again? I know these naysayers, these obstructionists would be back, but I think this time we're really ready for them. Just like the impeachment. That last time, the impeachment didn't go anywhere. They wouldn't allow witnesses. Well, by God, we're going to have witnesses in this impeachment. You know that. So now I'm going to flip back to the train. What's your thoughts on the possibility of resurrecting it? Because it's jobs, it's money. What do you think?
Yeah, no. I think it is. But here's the obstacle, and then here's the solution. I think that Biden and his cabinet in a heartbeat would make $1 billion open to us. It was just under $1 billion for the train. Although now with, inflation, it would probably be over $1 billion and $1 billion in Medicaid. The problem is it has to be passed by the Wisconsin legislature. And as long as the Wisconsin legislature is gerrymandered Republican, they are vandals. They enjoy deliberately injuring Wisconsin economically. So what's going to have to happen is fair maps, and that's not going to happen until we have an even legislature. Right now, the Democrats get 4% of the vote, and they get a third of the seats. What's going to have to happen is when Voss comes up with a crooked gerrymander, Evers going to veto it, and it's got to end up in a court, and I hope it's a federal court with a special master. They call them, or a referee, some expert who comes up with some maps. They all comment on it. And then what happens is we get fair maps. And then in 2022 and 2024, people like Voss aren't going to get elected with fair maps. You aren't going to get the right wing nuts. So I think you're right on the money. I think it was a travesty what happened. But I think the way to get back to it, now we have Biden, but we need a legislature. Thanks for calling, Bill. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back right after the break.